Hello, we're the Outcasts of WBDG, and today is our Easter special where we have a lot of topics to discuss, including the COVID pandemic, a dude crashing a boat in a canal, and a bunch of others. I hope you all enjoy.
The Beagle Wolf?
Hey, the Beagle Wolf.
I don't know why it's so
weird. That shouldn't be that funny.
It's not. It's, I just think the Avengers adaptation of it was good.
The Beagle?
The Beagle Wolf? Hey. It just hits the... Alright, so, first topic of the day, the,
Suarez
Canal, a man whose name has not been announced yet, a.k.a. the captain of this vessel, I'm pretty sure it is the Evergreen, has somehow gotten his vessel stuck in the canal.
What?
Sideways.
How do you get it sideways? You're like Tokyo Drift in.
Well, so the back end was just normally like, it was in the water, okay? They had the like little triangle thing, right? It was in the water, but the front half, with the big thing on the front to, you know, keep the balance or whatever, it got shoved into the side and broke like a crap ton of concrete, which basically just got the front end stuck.
Oh.
Wow. And that was a big thing for a while. Nobody, like, it's a very straight, like, way to go. Like, seriously, if you want to go fast, you just speed up. You ain't gotta like turn anything, you just go fast or slow in one direction. But this guy manages to take a right.
Yeah.
It's a big ship too, and there was a lot of issues with like the trade and everything, because nothing was getting through. It's a really like major, like, I wouldn't say like trading depot, but it's a trading route. It's very like important. And so half the world, countries over there are not getting the goods that they want because the dude blocked it. Now, I'm pretty sure they have unblocked it by now. This is sort of old news, but I'm pretty sure no one here at WBDG has mentioned that at all in the podcast yet.
We're the first to do everything. We are first. We get the news.
We are first.
We get the news first a week later.
Yes. And then we just talk about Carla Zeus and how Fridays are awesome.
It's pretty much a formula at this point. We know what the audience wants.
Yes, yes. And then following up with that, we got some coronavirus stuff to talk about. Things hitting the planet, right? Okay. Whoop-de-doo. Everybody's scared. Everybody's locking crap down. France is like, okay, you can't walk at all on the streets without a mask at all. The shops are closed except for essential things. And here we are at the studio at WBDG on Spotify or Audio Boom. Shout out, cha-ching, cash money. But here in Indiana, we are getting the mask thing lifted today, apparently, so-called. We are in some counties. I think it was, what? Was it Marion? Marion.
Marion said that they're not.
Marion County, yeah, I was sure said no. But most of the other places around Indiana are like, okay, you don't have to wear it anywhere except schools and government facilities. Like places to get tested, you know.
Yeah, but individual businesses can still require it if they so choose.
If they choose to do so, that's their choice.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
We just barge in there. We tell them, you don't get the freedom to decide if your business has masks.
Well, it's... So, like, you know, being here in state literally the entire, like, pandemic, when I left for Tennessee for spring break last week, that was the first time I've left the state since the pandemic has happened. So I never really knew what was going on anywhere else, really, because I didn't pay attention enough.
Yeah.
I was just caring about really what was happening here. But when I went down to Gatlinburg, Tennessee for the spring break, nobody cared. They had signs when you enter the town saying, you must wear a mask. You have to. Blah, 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 fines or whatever. But then you go in the town, nobody cares.
Wow.
Every store, the only place that I went to down there, and I went like literally everywhere, the only place that made you wear one was the aquarium. Is the aquarium any shop would not like make you like seriously. I went to like a cowboy hat and boot shop. They even told you to not wear it. they seriously told me to not wear it. I was like, okay.
Wow.
Like I never really thought the mask mandate down there was off. But then I entered that town. I swear.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they're in the clear.
You just like hearing all the other states that are like lifting their mask mandates, and you just kind of like see, you just hear people kind of talking about that. You don't like see it. You don't really know what's happening. So I think like going out of state and just seeing that. Very, very interesting.
I think it's nice that, it's not nice, but I just kind of wish that we were just out of this at this point, although we're not, but it is nice that we get this.
We're lightening up.
We're getting there.
We're at the point where the vaccines are getting out in good amounts. People are getting vaccinated.
Speaking of which, yes. We're able to get our vaccines now.
Mm-hmm.
16 and older can get the Pfizer. So sign yourself up. Get out there. Go get it.
If you choose so, unless you have a fear of needles. Otherwise, stay in your house.
If your fear is, like, debilitating, then yes. But if you're... Listen, man, I'm scared of needles, but I'm going...
Like, I mean, yeah, once you realize it's something that you fear, but also you gotta take a look at the thing itself and what it does. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't like needles, but oh, crap, this has just the cure, basically,
yeah,
for one of the major viruses around the world right now that freaks everybody out.
Like, look, just like... If you're anxious for, like, a day or two to get the shot, that's all right, because you get months of, you know, not dying. And I think that's pretty good.
I mean, I don't think we're dying. Unless you have...
Well, no, what the vaccine does is it keeps you from dying. You may still get, like, a little bit sick.
Yeah.
But you're at a lot less risk
but I think
of dying.
Dudes, guys and gals of like our age, some people,
I mean, yes,
not so much, but I think we'd be fine.
We're at the least risk, but at the same time, at the same time.
Nice.
there's still the chance, and then there's also just getting that herd immunity. So, like, the more people take it, the more safe it is outside, and the more states will release their mask mandates and allow you into their hat and boot shop.
Yes, and then the more people will stop yelling at each other about it.
Yes, that will be very nice to just have people focus on, you know, like, more important things.
I mean, yeah, lots
this
of humans...
This is important right now.
Yes.
And it's frustrating when, you know, people argue about this because, frankly, just wear the mask unless you have some health problem that prevents you from doing so, in which case stay inside, please, because if you cannot use a mask, you probably are not safe to be outside anyway. that's that, but there's a lot of issues that will be taking priority after this whole debacle.
I mean, I don't personally like the mask, but, like, you know, you ask me to wear it, I put it on, you know, whatever. I don't really care. But if I ever had the choice to, like, not wear one, I would mostly just choose to not. But yeah, depending on where it is and how many people are around, that also takes into it a little bit. But yeah, other than that, I'm be chill about it. Don't be like a butthole. What do you mean I'm not allowed in the Walmart?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, those reactions are the worst. It's screaming and yelling in the Walmart, like, just order your groceries online.
I know the I've seen that before, where a dude was on, like, one of the shopping scooters. He was a good old country boy too. He was very young as well. He did not need that chair. He did not need that scooter. He started, like, driving it in there, and he was driving it around, like, the bakery / the deli side where they cut up all the meat and everything. And they told him he had to leave it outside, or else he wasn't allowed. And I literally, like, quoted that. It's like, he yells at the top of his lungs, "What do you mean I'm not allowed in the Walmart?" Like, this is very loud, dude.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, sooner or later we'll be just like Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You should have seen Nashville. It was like one of the, you know, it's the music capital, right? The country music capital, mind you. Everybody in that city likes to party. So when you go downtown, nobody's wearing anything. The shops don't care. Everybody's just drinking. It's like a normal day without masks. Nobody wears it. And then you have, like, the one little, like, small protest that come through, and they're like, "Wear your masks." And they got the signs and everything. And then you got the dudes on the little trams pedaling and drinking, just, like, start throwing their glasses.
Oh, no.
It's like, the city's... If you gotta go with the... You gotta go with the crowd, or else you're gonna get thrown at you. Oh, it was funny, too. And then they just started yelling. I think it was, they were playing... I think it was Kansas, "Carry On My Wayward Son," or whatever that was.
Yeah.
That was playing really loud on it. And they were just singing and throwing their crap out.
What?
It was... I don't remember the street name, but it was the tram that goes on the street of the Johnny Cash Museum down there. And there's a little record store right across from it. It went down that one. And she was on the Johnny Cash side, because we were on the way to the museum, and then that's when we witnessed glass throwing beer everywhere on the street. quite a fancy place in it.
Quite the event.
Quite the event that I actually expected. I expected that to happen at least once.
You go down to Nashville. I can't wait to see them throw bottles.
Well, knowing how everybody gets like we're gonna circle back, everybody gets mad at each other
worked
about
up,
it.
Yeah.
They get all worked up about everything. That's basically what happened. I knew that would happen.
Yeah.
I knew something like that would happen.
I
mean, it wasn't bad. Nobody got hurt. They just kept missing their glass throws. Mostly because they were, you know, drunk. But
I don't know. As just this whole, you know, coronavirus lockdown has really made me simultaneously appreciate people and also just the opposite of that.
Like, I love my fellow humans that care for me and care for my safety, but then I also just don't like them. Because they're sensitive.
It has just gotten just so extreme. Everything is extreme. I feel like this is, you know, Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Tony Hawk.
Everything is extreme.
Get Dude Perfect in on this. I think they'd like that.
We're doing the no look over the head.
No look
across the football field.
Clog the canal.
Clog the canal.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Yo.
Yo, oh my god. I can see the thumbnail right now. Guys, I can't believe we just did that. Oh my god.
We blocked the canal.
And they started like Fortnite dancing on top of it. Shooting like hoops from like 20,000 miles away.
Oh my god. Oh no.
I think they could throw like a boomerang and then them just freak out.
It comes back. Yo. It comes back.
It comes back. No way. Yeah.
Then we'll see when they catch it. Now that. That'll be
next episode. Dude, he catches it. Oh my god. Have you seen the Zack Snyder's Justice League at all?
No, but I have heard that it is out.
It's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Well, that came out before spring break. I think it's the Thursday before spring break happens, so probably around like April.
March.
It is April. March like 24th or 5th, maybe?
Yeah, I don't have HBO Max.
Yeah, no.
So, it makes it a little bit difficult to do that.
And then Godzilla versus Kong dropped. Don't spoil it, or I will find where you live and I will kill you.
A very stern talking to.
It's like Endgame, and now, like, you spoil it, I'm just gonna kill you. I'm just gonna kill you.
Yeah, I haven't watched one of those, like, monster, like, giant monster kind of movies. I don't know if it'd be my cup of tea.
I mean, they're fun to watch. Like, okay, so it makes you... Okay, so it's like puny humans.
Sell it to me.
Puny humans, right? Wah, 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 whining about everything. And then Godzilla comes up out the sea. He like, who you playing with? Okay, so the first Godzilla. Okay, like the first, like...
Okay.
New Godzilla. The one design. The one that we see in Kong. And the one we see in King of the Monsters, right? There were the three movies before the 2014 version, or after the 2014 version that started up. So that first one, I forget what the monsters they were fighting were called, but they were like the weird four-legged creatures, and they looked like bats almost in form, but they didn't have wings or anything like that, but they mass produce. Alright.
Okay.
Okay, so those things start rampaging, right? Around cities. What big monsters do? And then they lay their nest, right? Which big monster will do? So it could, like, it'll have like 1,000 of the little things. Like 1,000 of the babies. And of course they will grow to like skyscraper height. Which wouldn't be good. And then all of a sudden we get to the scientists, right? The nerds. The guys who study it and everything, like studied all the monsters and King of the Monsters. Right. They're like, oh crap. They done screwed up. They awoke Godzilla. And then he shows up to the city where there's like a bunch of like
Navy. I like the little hand gesture you did, like he's waddling.
Yeah.
He waddles on over.
I mean, he does. He literally does.
Yeah.
He pops up out of the ocean. Okay, he's grumpy. He's been sleeping for a long time. He's like, really, I gotta get up and save y'all. But he's like, okay, screw your Navy ships. I'm gonna swim under that. And then I'm just gonna pop up at a bridge and just start destroying everything. So he pops up at the bridge, right? Starts destroying the bridge because he has no concern for things in his way. So he just walks through it instead of swimming under it like he did the ship. And then as he's destroying that bridge and the Navy and the Army's trying to like shoot at him and stuff, you know, the giant bat thing comes out at night and he's like, you want the smoke? Godzilla's like, okay, right in the airport, by the way. So everybody's watching him, and like the giant bat thing's about to like kill a bunch of people in the airport, and then Godzilla's like giant like turtle foot like stomps on like an entire airplane. And he's like, I want the smoke. And then they just start throwing down. And the sad thing about the movie is you don't see them throwing down that first one. They have, like, 5 cuts on a TV of them fighting in the city. So you don't actually see them fight. You just hear, like, the roars of each other, and then, like, Godzilla socks them, and then it just cuts to, like, the next day. They both, like, leave, and the city's, like, destroyed.
What?
And then, okay, so they have, like, a covert op, okay? So Godzilla fights the 2 living ones, the 2 grown ones, right, at the same time. While the dudes, the smaller guys, the humans, go in and destroy all the eggs. So they can't, like, produce. They do that, but then they still gotta destroy the other 2 living ones. And they just don't help him at all. They just let Godzilla do his thing, essentially. And don't help him at all, really. They do their little shooty-shooty with ARs, which doesn't really help at all. Half the time they're shooting Godzilla. But then Godzilla lays a smackdown, and that's the whole movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
5 minutes
to explain that. And then King of the Monsters came out. Did you watch that?
I have not watched any of these.
Oh, any of them.
Type of movies.
King of the Monsters was the good one, but yet again, having that lead up to Godzilla vs. Kong, Kong didn't want the smoke. Like, I haven't seen Kong. I don't know what happens. I have a theory of what's going to happen. I have my theories of Kong winning just because he is the non-superior fighter.
Monkey.
He's monkey. He is not superior at all. I just have that theory just because I know producers love doing that.
Everybody loves an underdog.
Yeah, everybody loves an underdog against a giant nuclear lizard that literally melts buildings when he walks by them. Like, you literally see that in King of the Monsters. He goes sicko mode. Like, as he is fighting, he's like the Hulk. He gets progressively more angry, Aang progressively becomes nuclear. And then he gets to a point of Super Saiyan where he could just walk and skyscrapers will just become slush.
He radiates so much. How many episodes of Dragon Ball do I have to watch to get this?
A lot. And then he's like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's like, oh my god, you want those smoke? King, like, Ghidorah, whatever his name is. I'm gonna call him King Dora, the Explorer. So he... Okay, so Godzilla pops up. He's Super Saiyan. It's a wrap for him, just by the way. He literally just walks up and just, like, does his little fire-breathing thing. His nuclear breath, or whatever it's called. And knocks him on the ground, and he just steps on him.
Nice.
Just steps on him. And then we, like, everybody gets, there's like a big blackout. All the clouds and smoke went away and all the lightning and stuff, and it's a clear sky, and then you just see the dragon's head moving, and he's like progressively eating the dragon. And then just uses his breath, points it up to the sky, and just incinerates him. And then he's like, oh my god, y'all don't want to smoke, bow to me, while the other monsters come around to him, you know, besides King Kong. And then it just leads up to King Kong versus Godzilla. He's like, okay, I am the best in the world. I'm the king. And then Kong's like, ooh.
This is great.
They're both good monsters at heart. But... yeah, they have
somebody got to get the smoke.
King Kong wanted the smoke.
Someone needed to get the hands.
What I saw from the trailers was like, okay, you know, something, Godzilla's acting up. He's acting up. For some reason, he just only wants to kill Godzilla. I mean, not Godzilla, King Kong. For some weird reason.
He wants to be the alpha.
And then we see King Kong punch him, right? Y'all, did you see the trailer for it at least?
I did, personally.
Okay, yeah. So they're fighting on
probably
a massive aircraft carrier in the trailer, right? King Kong socks him right in the face, right? He just leans over, right? And he racks up his right hook. Boom! Just absolutely destroys him. Knocks him over and everything.
About put him to sleep.
About put him to sleep.
About, it was King Kong got knocked over, right?
Yeah, King Kong got socked.
Yeah, he... Godzilla about read him a bedtime story.
Yes. That's what I hope happens in the movie. It's gonna be... I had my theory that it was gonna have King Kong win, but I also had another one where it was like a Batman versus Superman type thing. Where it's like, oh, okay, we're going to have your sequence of fighting each other. We're going to find the problem. You're going to team up, and then you're going to solve it.
Our mothers have the same name.
Ugh. Why did you say that name? It's like, they're like, my mother's the superior Julie.
And then another movie came out.
Martha.
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 It was called Nobody. See that?
I have seen the trailers for that.
So I've heard good things about it. I haven't had it spoiled. I don't want it spoiled. But apparently they like seeing Saul Goodman punch people and fight. Because basically he plays, you know, that guy is better call Saul. The Netflix, it's on Netflix, it's pretty good. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer, I'm pretty sure. And I guess everybody likes seeing him fight. Everybody.
I mean, it's directed by the same guy who does John Wick, so...
Yes. We definitely know he is going to be watching people. He got tired of his lawyer job.
Yeah.
And then they're making a new Mortal Kombat movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a little sneak peek of that while watching YouTube. where Sub-Zero makes out his ice sword. And I was like, ooh, let's go.
Oh? Oh?
I wonder what actors they're going to use for, like, Johnny Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
I don't think that'd be too bad. But yet again, they need muscular people, to be honest.
There's no way they cast Nick Cage.
They're probably going to have, like, okay, hold on, I got an idea. They're either going to tell Chris Pratt to get muscular again, use Chris Hemsworth, or they're going to use the one guy from Baywatch. You ever see that?
You talking about The Rock or Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
The Rock would not be a good Jack. The Rock would make a good Jax. With, like, the robot arms and everything.
Probably.
Or you can use Arnold.
Of course.
Well, if we're going by the actual game, Arnold is in it.
Yeah.
He is the Terminator.
Bow. And then they're also making a Monster Hunter movie.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, but it's the same director as Resident Evil movies.
Ooh.
And apparently those were bad.
Those, okay. Now.
I've heard those are bad.
Those are quote-unquote bad, but yet again, it was most, what we had was the books and then the video game. It wasn't like one of those books, then movie. It was book, then video game. Video game, better than book. Movies, a little less from book. I mean, not book. A little less liked than the games. I have no idea why people don't like. I think they're fine.
Yeah.
A little less on story, I guess. Because most of the Resident Evil games were good on story. So you follow this one character, Leon Kennedy, cop. He's doing things to save the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Leon Kennedy was ever in the... I think he was in one of the Resident Evil movies where the goal was just not that. The goal is literally in those movies. It's been a while, though. But from what I remember, the goal is literally just to survive. And find STARS members, which are, like, you know, the elite guys.
Yeah.
Who are meant to be, like, the ultimate survivalists and guys you would want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing for me is, like, the Monster Hunter trailer, right? So Monster Hunter is this, like, big, like, world full of wilderness and stuff, and little, like, towns and camps, and they hunt monsters. That's the big thing. They have huge swords and, like, all the weapons, pretty much, are comically large. Like, you have a crossbow, except it's giant. Cool. You have a sword, except it's giant. Great. But, they have that world, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what the first thing they do with it is?
Mm.
Portal to the real world. Oh, no, military people are going into it to try and, you know, do whatever military people do with video game worlds.
Wait, okay, so
they get stuck in the video game world. Ah, now they have to do something.
So Monster Hunter follows same logic as a normal Monster Hunter game would be, right?
Yeah.
Monsters, guys with big swords, and all that. Portal opens, real world, actual military guys start rolling in.
Yes.
What?
But it's like they get the portals closed. Oh no, they're stuck in the Monster Hunter world. That's it? Like that's all the trailer kind of showed. Obviously they're gonna fight monsters in there. It wouldn't be a Monster Hunter movie if they didn't.
Well, yeah. I feel like,
but it's, what is this? Like, why is this trope still here?
It's like the one movie. Why are they
Why?
What was it? It was the one with Ryan Reynolds, and he was the video game character.
Detective Pikachu.
No. Like, No. He was a bank guy, right? And it was like one of the GTA video game type movies where it was based off that absolute chaos GTA style. Uh-huh. And he robs, like, they're robbing the bank, right? He's meant to get on the ground as a normal AI would. But he gets up and destroys all the players. And then picks up the goggles they had. And then the AI, which he is, then becomes a player. And he's able to do all this, like, crazy stuff. I think it was Free Man.
I thought I'd seen something like that, but I can't remember. I don't know, but that sounds pretty cool.
She gets, like, on the motorcycle in the trailer, she gets in front of him, and she goes, "Oh, what's that?" As in, like, it was a... it was a bad joke, as in, like, you know. But mm-hmm. He goes, "It's a Glock." It was like, "No, the other one." He was like, "That's two Glocks." With, like, a question mark, and she's like, "Oh."
Yeah, I like it when they kind of... They just take the idea of, like, games, and they put it into a movie, such as Detective Pikachu, right?
Like, heavily influenced games.
It's just taking the idea of Pokemon and the fact that there exists a Pikachu that is a detective. And they take that and they just went with it. They didn't, like, try to cram anything else into it. I hate the trope of military versus video games. We've seen it so many times.
Yes, we are. Yes. The first one I hated was Doom.
There's also Pixels. They really put Sandler in that. Bro.
Adam Sandler.
That was...
I actually thought it was...
It was a pretty good movie,
yeah,
but
it
was
pretty good, but the just, concept... The concept is just angering. And then the guy's like, "I use cheat codes."
Yeah.
The real, like, midget guy, "I use cheat codes."
He's like, "How are you so good at Donkey Kong?" "I cheated." No! Oh, man. But the Sonic movie did it all right.
Because they had a rough go at the start.
It was like, at the beginning, you're like, "Oh, man, here it is, you know, government versus video game." And then they call in Dr. Eggman. And you're like, "All right, you know."
Mr. What's his name?
That works.
What's his name? It's,
The actor?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah, Jim Carrey, yeah. He couldn't clutch up that movie.
He did pretty well, though.
He did do pretty well, but he could not clutch up the movie.
He couldn't carry it, but...
He got the spot done perfectly.
He pulled his weight.
Yeah, he pulled his weight. I think this is about time where we cut this.
Yeah, this is... we've gone on for a while. 40 minutes. Lots of content for you to listen to. Please enjoy it. Have a safe day, week, month.
Please
year,
follow us on Spotify, life. Audioboom, Instagram at WBDG.
Do we even have Instagram?
Yeah, we got an Instagram. We have a Snapchat too.
And Twitter.
We have Twitter. We have a Facebook. We have a Facebook as well. Go find us on there. But the more main ones would be Spotify and mostly Instagram. Snapchat's not really doing so.
Yeah, no.
It's hard to, like...
But if the numbers get up there, then maybe it will.
Yeah, it's not really that easy to get word out for a radio show by creating a Snapchat account, really, to be honest. But anyways, that's it. Hope you all enjoyed.
Goodbye.